This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop, and right now, a band that we've been playing for a little while now because they have a new record called Sacrificial Solace. It's Noah Roth playing their record release show, Jules Maze, in Georgetown, June 28th with Frenolith and Excarnated Entity. Noah Roth, welcome to the studio, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Thank you. Hey.
Absolutely. So let's go around the room, reintroduce yourselves. Tell us what you do for Noah Roth and what your name is.
Sure. My name's Biagio, and I do vocals and play bass.
Mike, guitar.
Jeremy, drums.
Right on. Okay, so... new record, Sacrificial Solace. You know, how long was this kind of, you know, in the progress of being made? How long did it take for you guys to whip this bad boy out? That sounds weird. You know, the process, was it a year in the making? Was it 6 months in the making?
I mean, you started writing when you joined, which was...
It's like right after.
Yeah, I would say it was about a year... Do you think we're writing for a year?
Yeah, I think it was just under a year. Just under a year.
Yeah.
And then...
doing nothing like just...
But then we tracked it like about a year.
Seven Hills Studio in Capitol Hill.
Yeah, Nick Emerd from Degraved and Cystic tracked us.
Nice. Okay, so let's backpedal a little bit and let's talk a little bit about the origin story of Noah Roth. Like, you know... Day one stuff. Who was the mastermind behind it all and you know, the foundation of the band? Why don't you tell me about that?
I guess that's my dumbass. I just been sitting on riffs for years, and then our original drummer, Itzhak, had moved out from New York, and he just started jamming, and then I asked Biagio if he wanted to sing and play bass, and like basically... wrote an album pretty fast because of just like a bunch of music I'd been sitting on. And of course the world fell apart like maybe 6 months later. And then just kind of hit the ground running, I guess, when it was like possible. Did a bunch of the Brios, if you know, you're in Seattle, and went to those. I think we played three of them.
So I actually have never gone to one of those, but I've seen video. Describe the vibe of that, and we don't have to like, you know, squeal on anyone, you know, about give specific locations or anything, but just describe the vibe of what a bridge show is.
It's just more of a like feral, like punk environment that, you know, set up with a generator and your own PA, and you kind of just like rock, and whoever shows up. It's, you know, it's free, obviously, so.
And a lot of people showed up.
Yeah, there's usually like 100 people.
That's awesome.
It's all dirt under the bridges too. So once people start getting riled up, all the dirt like fills the air. So
oh wow!
It creates this ominous environment. It's fucking rad.
That's awesome. So Biagio, you and Mike, had you guys been friends before the band, or
we met through a mutual friend? I've only been out in Seattle for 7 years. Uh-huh. I think at that point it was only a few years, and. You know, yeah, we met, and I guess music brought us together, going to shows, and then he knew I was playing bass and interested in doing vocals, and he reached out, and I sent him a few really rough tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it all began with us.
This wasn't your first band, was it? Biagio?
This is my first band doing vocals.
Okay, really? That's cool.
I've been in like hardcore doom, like startup projects that never went anywhere. And then I also play bass in this kind of proggy math band.
Self-Deprecator.
Yeah, Self-Deprecator. Yeah,
great band.
Both of those projects started around the same time, so pulling double duty just kept me busy the past few years. So, yeah.
Very cool. And tell me a little bit about joining the band. Had you seen Noroth before?
Once.
Okay. Nice. So what brought you into the fold?
Me and Mike were playing together in a different band.
Yeah.
Porphyrion.
Yes. And saw you guys last show, the Northwest Terrorfest pre-show.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we were already sharing a practice space, and Mike just asked me if I wanted to play, and I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah. Awesome. Are you originally, like, from the Northwest, or how long?
Yeah, I'm from the Northwest.
Awesome.
I was away for 12 years, and I came back 2.5-3 years ago.
Cool. And had you played another Northwester?
Yes.
Cool. Anything we would know?
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. A bunch. Anything? I don't want to get
into it. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So, why don't you tell me a little bit about the record label, Carbonized? How did you guys get hooked up with Carbonized?
How did we, Mike?
I guess basically known Chad for a little while and always just like shoot the shit with him. And I mean, he was, I guess, technically a fan of our older records, and he's a fan of Jeremy's old punk bands. And when we put out or recorded the new record, I sent it to him, and he was like, yeah, I'll put it out. It was pretty just organic, I guess.
And it came out on vinyl. Do you guys have the actual like records now?
Yeah, we actually have records and cassettes, and cool. The only delay is on CDs.
Okay, well, fair enough.
I think we get them in like a week or two.
Me and the CD bros got to wait, but it's all good. So that's awesome. Did it turn out great like you were hoping?
Yeah, it's pretty killer. I mean, I guess I'm a big fan of art and will not necessarily like base my opinion on like a band without hearing them. But if your art sucks, I'm definitely probably not going to check it out, or at least delay checking it out. And,
sure.
I don't know. I guess it's an important piece. So, yeah, pretty stoked how it turned out.
Who did the art for the new album?
He goes by the term Necromaniac Zine because of a zine they used to do, but yeah. His name's Thomas, and he's from Germany.
Okay.
And it's funny, one of the main reasons I started working with him, or because I like was like, oh, I need to, you know, work with this guy, is because I bought a Drawn and Quartered shirt that had his art. And so I started talking to Kelly, and Kelly's like, oh, yeah, you should reach out to him. And so I did, and we started using him for flyers. And I think we did, like, a shirt or two. And then we wanted to do someone different for the album artwork, and so I reached out to him, and that was that.
That's great. So speaking of artwork, I got to ask, what are your thoughts on, like, AI-generated metal album and flyer artwork? Have you been seeing this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just...
It's bad.
It's real bad.
I mean, yeah, it's... I knew it was inevitable, but it's getting to the point now where it kind of takes away from the experience.
Yeah.
There's something about handmade art with handmade, you know, like with physical handmade music, too. It just feels more wholesome. Yeah, that's my take.
I mean, you can kind of, at this point, AI art is not to the point where you can't tell. You can still tell now when something is. It's just smooth and just kind of, uncanny valley looking. And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Who's used it recently?
DSI, Pestilence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
They should be embarrassed.
I don't think they are. I think they're fine.
Yeah. I feel like they're too old. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they're like, care. This is cool.
But at the same time, it's like, it doesn't exactly make me want to buy the album.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, totally. Again, the show is June 28th with Phrenolith and Excarnated Entity. We're talking with Noroth. Their new album, Sacrificial Solace, is available now. This is going to be the record release show. We're going to jump into a song called Bloodborne. This is from the album Sacrificial Solace. Who wants to introduce this one? Bloodborne. Who picked the jam? You know, what are your general vibe of the song? Why'd you, you know, I had you guys handpick three songs.
Oh, I like the energy. It's just our higher energy stuff like gets me pumped, and I like playing it live. It's one of my favorite songs on the record.
Right on. It's No Roth. Catch them June 28th at Jules Maze. It's Metal Shop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Noroth, from their album Sacrificial Solace, they're coming to, they're going to be in town. They're not coming to here. They are a Northwest band, but they will be coming to a town near you if you're on the West Coast. Portland on the 27th, June 27th, Vancouver, BC on the 29th, and then they're going to be playing Victoria on the, what is that, the 30th?
Yeah.
Their 30th at Big Fernwood?
Yeah, it's the only all-ages show on the tour.
Cool. That's awesome. The first time going up to Victoria for any of you guys, for the like in a band?
Yeah, first time playing there.
That's awesome.
The reason I guess I wanted to play there so much recently is I went to a show maybe 2 years ago with Witch's Hammer and Ares Kingdom, and the guy that booked that show is booking our show.
Cool.
And it was like a sold out show at this like, I don't know, this bar somewhere in Victoria. I can't remember where, but it was sick. And so I was just like, need to play there. So
let's try it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of got you into underground music. You know, it's been a while for many of you guys, like, played in bands, you know, so it's not like you're new to this or anything, but think it back to, you know, your first tiptoeing in music. Biagio, let's start with you, man. What got you into kind of the heavier stuff?
Yeah, you know, I could say that I didn't grow up going to a lot of shows that were at your typical venues. I grew up going to shows at like YMCAs and firehouses.
And where was this?
I grew up in a small town outside of Philadelphia called Pottstown.
Okay.
And, you know, just going to the city was never that accessible. So sure. I would go to shows at, like I said, firehouses and, you know, just smaller venues. And that's all I would see were like just underground local bands.
Yeah.
And that was kind of... That was my thing until I moved to the city, like around 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I mean, that's just kind of my introduction to, like, you know, how I started going to shows. But, yeah.
What were your first favorites?
My first favorites?
Yeah, first favorite bands and stuff. Metal, hardcore, punk, and any of those.
Metal, it would be like Dillinger.
Cool.
You know, Zayo, that kind of realm.
Sure.
Those were the bands I used to see when I was a teenager.
Nice.
All the bigger bands were a bit inaccessible just because I didn't have a way to get there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What brought you over to the Northwest?
Just some change. I mean, I came out here in the early 2000s, and it blew my mind just how stunning and beautiful it was.
Sure.
And,
does it hold up? Okay, nice.
That's my favorite place.
That's awesome.
I don't plan on leaving.
And Mike, how about you, man? What got you into, you know, either metal or punk or underground music?
I guess a kid in junior high gave me Ride the Lightning, and then I got Master Puppets, and then I actually listened to Metal Shop on KSW.
Yes. Was it when Adam Gerke was hosting?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And so he was playing, like, Slayer, Sepultura, and so I was like, I need more, I need more. Went to a place in Tacoma, it's called Mother Records.
Okay.
Yeah, and like I bought the Even Back to Life by Cannibal Corpse, got the self-titled DSI, and basically kind of was just like...
Those are your first death metal
CDs, yeah.
Nice.
Because like back then, like you just bought it off of album covers or... Like, this looks cool, you know, other than the radio and like friends showing you or going to a show, that's, you know, how you found out. And a lot of it's, you know, like you just take a gamble or, you know.
Yeah.
But then I got into like zines, and then like if you're like older, like you remember like the Relapse zines and like the catalogs, and you can just like dig through stuff and then, you know, try to go to shows, but. In that period, actually even now, you know, it's like most shows are in bars.
Yep.
So only could go to bigger shows like Slayer or Metallica.
Yeah, man. What was your first, do you remember your first show?
I mean, it was just like some local punk band.
Yeah. Shout out to Auburn Annex. Grady's.
It was something, it wasn't the Annex, but it was like something like right next to it.
Okay.
Around there. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and there was also a metal shows on the college radio station at KGRG. What's his name? Insane Wayne.
Yep.
Insane Wayne did one, and then obviously Kevin and Steve did Eternal Nightmares.
Yeah,
I like that. It was a little bit older, but you know,
I listened to all those.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I found out a lot of stuff in like the early 2000s.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and how about you, man? What got you into underground music all those years back then?
Well, I grew up out in the woods in Kitsap County, and there wasn't much to do out there other than be a bad kid. And I think what started getting...
What town?
Kitsap. Seebeck.
Seebeck, okay.
Seebeck, out in Kitsap. I rode BMX bikes with a bunch of kids. We would watch the BMX videos. They had great soundtracks.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most standout things to me off of any of that was Nightcrawler by Judas Priest.
That's awesome.
That got me seeking that out. And then just so happened my ex-stepdad gave me all of his CDs. And
oh, that's cool.
Rocker, so.
Yeah. He probably listened to KISW.
Oh, yeah. And that further got me in. I started being in bands with people from when I was like 14 till now.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just kind of happened.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
There was no other choice, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't watch BMX videos, but I watched skate videos. And
yeah,
and
I mean,
pretty
skate,
much the same.
Skate videos, too.
It was like everything from Slayer to Fugazi to really cool hip-hop, you know.
Metal, awesome. Punk.
Totally. Totally.
And hip-hop, yeah.
Right on. So beyond these shows that you guys are going to be playing on this tour on the West Coast, do you guys have any plans to in the rest of the year and beyond?
Yeah, we're going to California.
Awesome.
In a month or so. It's like in July. End of July, yeah.
Cool.
And then in the fall, we're going to October, we're going to Japan with our friends in Grave Infestation.
That's badass.
Yeah, we're playing Azuka's a Death Fest with Undagong and Miasmatic Necrosis and a bunch of other sick bands.
That's so cool. Have either of you guys played Japan in any of your bands?
I have.
Nice, dude. That's awesome. What was that experience like for you?
It was pretty great, and I'm going to be real. I was kind of being a wimp about it.
Fair enough.
I was vegetarian at the time, so I was like only eating rice, and I was getting mad about it.
Yeah.
I had the worst jet lag of my entire life for the first 4 days I was there.
So you're ready to have the full experience and have fun with it?
Yeah, I'm going to have more fun this time for sure.
Definitely bring some money because there's some record stores there that you're going to want to – and I know Mike's a big record collector, so if you have time,
yeah,
there's some really cool stuff out there. So that's awesome. So we're actually going to jump into another song here, and this is coming from the record Sacrificial Solace by Noroth is what you're listening to here on Metal Shop. They're going to be playing at Jules Maze for the record release show June 28th with Phrenolith and Excarnated Entity. If you're listening to this from Portland, Vancouver, or Victoria, they're going to be playing Portland 27th, Vancouver the 29th, and Victoria on the 30th. That's an all-ages show. We're going to jump into Poisoned Ashes. Who picked this one?
I picked this one.
All right. Why'd you want to hear this one, dude?
Because it's badass.
All right. Say no more. It's Noroth here on Metal Shop. Here on Metal Shop, we've got Northwest band Noroth, their record release show for Sacrificial Solace out on Carbonized Records. You can pick it up on vinyl. You can pick it up on tape. Jules Maze, June 28th, with Phrenolith from Denmark and Excarnated Entity. Excarnated Entity, are they a Northwest band?
Yeah, they're awesome. They're in Portland.
Cool. And they're going to be playing also Portland, the 27th, Vancouver the 29th, and Victoria the 30th. Just a heads up, this Jules May show in Georgetown on the 28th, if you do want to go, there's only a handful of tickets is what Mike's saying, so make sure grab your ticket as fast as possible because you want to make sure to be in the room for this one. You know, Frenolith, all the way from Denmark, you know, we got to see David's other band, Undergang, at Northwest Terror Fest. So I actually have never seen Frenolith. This is going to be rad. No question there. Just a statement. Okay, so thinking back to, you know, all the Northwest bands, past and present. Biagio, let's start with you again. Favorite Northwest bands of all time? And it could be Heart or Metal Church or, you know, favorite bands you're playing with these days. Whatever it is, man. Favorite.
Yeah. You know, growing up, I used to listen to the radio a lot.
Yeah.
Y100 was like a Philly radio station.
Not WMMR.
WMMR was good too.
Okay.
Yeah. But honestly, what always reminded me of the Pacific Northwest was Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Those guys always have a special place in my heart.
Absolutely.
I know it's generic.
The heaviest of all those grunge bands, yeah. I'd say. So, right on. And Mike, how about you?
Oh, man. It ruined my answer. I grew up listening to Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
But... I guess I'll cheat and say like non-punk metal, Alice in Chains for sure. Metal, Drawn and Quartered,
yeah.
Just because they like first death metal band outside of Morbid Angel, and then punk, Tragedy.
Yeah, nice, right on. And last but not least, favorite Northwest bands.
Poison Idea.
Nice.
Close second would be the Wipers.
Cool. That's awesome. I just saw that Matt Cameron from Pearl Jam and Soundgarden has a Wipers cover band.
Oh, really?
Called Is This Real? And they just opened for Pearl Jam.
Oh,
yeah,
geez,
yeah, really? At like the
at
stadium.
CPA?
Yeah. Damn. No, not the, at the
okay.
Portland one. At the Portland
okay,
one.
At the
but Portland. Isn't that crazy? It's like, all right, cool. Wipers. Again, okay, so the June 28th with Frenolith, Excarnated Entity. Get your tickets soon because this one... we'll probably sell out, and there's only a few tickets left. Sacrificial Solace is the album. Congratulations on the record. Final shout-outs and thank yous. Anything you want to say on the record?
See you in the pit.
Any thank yous? Anything? Yeah,
thanks to Chad and Carbonized for, you know, hooking us up.
Yeah, Chad Rips.
There we go. All right, we're going to jump into Sacrificial Solace. Who picked this one? All right, what? It was Mike. You picked this one. Why'd you pick this one?
Riffs, man. Riffs.
June 28th, see these riffs live at Jules Maze. It's Noroth Metal Shop. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.